This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to start with Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck says he adores his spectacular ex. I guess he was at The Accountant 2. I feel like I saw The Accountant. Is that a movie? Is Anna Kendrick's in that? Anna Kendrick?
I think so. Hold on. Let me check. I didn't see that movie.
So I want to say he's like a numbers guy, like a kind of an on-the-spectrum numbers guy, I think. Can't really remember it. It was a while ago, but it was good enough apparently that they made a second one.
Isn't he the money guy for the mob or something like
Matt
that?
Savant uncooks the books for a new client. The Treasury Department closes in on his activities and the body count starts to rise.
Oh. Well, Ben Affleck was there at the premiere of The Accountant 2.
He does look like a guy who's good at math.
Doesn't he? I mean, that's what I see him and I think math.
Math is super hard.
Yeah. Him and Matt Damon, they're both like, we're into math. What? What? How you like them apples?
Exactly.
So The Accountant 2, he's got just a funny smile on his face. Like, yeah, The Accountant 2. Second one, math. It's great. He shows up at the premiere with his three kids with Jennifer Garner and J-Lo's two kids. Mm. You know, I did wonder about this, actually, because not that I think they're the Brady Bunch, and all their kids are fairly, you know, they're old enough. J-Lo's has twins. I want to say they're 17 years. They are 17-year-old twins, Max and Emmy. So that would have made them maybe 13 or 14 when the families got together, right? They were married for about 2 years. It's been a while. And then it was, I'm sure there was like at least a few months before they didn't marry like the day they got back together. So in the meantime, all his kids with Jen Garner are 19, 16, and 13 right now. And Max and Emmy, J-Lo's kids, are 17. So they're right in the mix there. I think that it would make perfect sense if they were hanging out together and the kids got to know each other and said, oh, we've got famous, annoying parents too. Let's hang out on the swing set in the backyard.
I give credit to people that can navigate such a
tricky.
It's really tricky. And I was reading, of all people, I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow, who was saying something like, if I've made any mistakes with our blended family, it was that I didn't treat those kids like they were mine quickly enough.
Mm.
And I thought about that. I gave that some thought because I realize anyone would be tentative about that relationship.
You wouldn't want, right?
They have a mom. You've got to be careful, especially with teenagers,
how
you insert yourself into their life. I would expect to hear, you're not my mom, a lot, right?
You don't tell me.
Right. Don't tell me my job, punk.
Yeah. I'm busy being a punk over here.
I'm sorry. I'm in my own home and you're destroying something that I paid for, like, or whatever,
yes.
You know, like.
You're why I can't have nice things.
I'm supposed to just take this. But I give credit to anyone, and good for him that he, I mean, I know it's very public, so he's got to deal in a positive way, but good for him that he's not like, no, you can't come to Hollywood with me.
Right.
Get out of here.
I think it's in its own way. And he actually, he's so funny because he said something about how I'm not paying attention to anything. And, you know, wouldn't that be nice if he wasn't paying attention to anything? Like everybody's talking. He says, listen, I don't read this stuff online much. Sometimes I get the sense that people perpetuate this idea of they want to find something negative to talk about. And then he goes on to say, for the record, Jennifer Lopez is spectacular. Great to my kids. Great ongoing relationship with them. I love her kids. They're wonderful. She's an enormously important, tremendous person of a lot of integrity who I adore and I'm grateful to. Okay.
That's what you say. That's the right thing to say.
It is. It's almost a little bit too much to say.
I wouldn't.
Not just like, we get along great and I love her kids.
He should still be going.
Oh, you think?
Never stop.
I'm thrilled that the kids are here with me. The relationships you can have with children like that, it's the joy of my life. And those kids are amazing. I'm glad this is a movie they want to come to.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you made that up.
Oh, no. Fully
so he's still going.
Good. Yeah, he is still going.
He should continue. Bury her in compliments. Bury them all in compliments.
It's good. Funny. I guess he was getting, it was a premiere, so there was a red carpet. And I guess one of the co-hosts on E.T., Nichelle Turner, said, it's really dope that both your sets of kids are in attendance.
It is cool. I mean, dope, I don't
it's
know about.
Dope.
But
it is
I thought
dope.
That is dope. It's a dope question,
if
too.
If you can sell that, then good. It doesn't sound like she sold it.
Oh, well, it's just funny because I'm reading the... I'm reading the quotes and I'm like, she says it's really dope that you are continuing those relationships.
So you're saying dope is back. I can go back to using it.
I mean, is Nichelle Turner my age? I don't know who Nichelle Turner is. Like, is it dope? I don't know.
She must be on top of the trends. She's on the red carpet.
Yeah, there you go. She's a co-host on ET, which is, I think, Entertainment Tonight, right? I used to watch that show religiously. And then Mary Hart went away, and I went, I'm not interested anymore. I don't care about these people. I didn't realize that I cared about it because of her.
Well, that is
you do get attached to people.
Personalities are part of what keep people coming back.
That's an interesting point, Vin. I like that person. I'm going to watch them or listen to them. I don't know if you're not watching. Anyway, I just thought it was really cute what he had to say about it. It's nice.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.